This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group Tampa, Florida flagship stations right here in Tampa, Florida. Great radio stations all across the United States of America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks especially to those men and women out there behind the wheels of the big 18-wheelers going coast-to-coast, border-to-border. Also to the FedEx and the UPS drivers, to the bulk mail center drivers out there, and to our suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And don't blame them for the high prices. It's not their fault. Now, by the way, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Radio Show Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab. We're on Parler. We're on Getter. We're on Donald Trump's social media site, Truth Social. And we're at Captain's America on Twitter. Now, the website is simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. First of all, two people to introduce this hour. Number one, not necessarily on the hit parade, but number one in my compadre out there in the West Coast, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle. Oh, wait a minute. Looks better when I do this. Hey, Kyle. You there, Kyle?
Good morning, Captain. Good morning to everybody.
There you go. Let's stop the crowd from going wild here. Okay. And now we've got our good friend and fellow brother firefighter, Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
I won't let them go nuts on you, so we already did that. But Kyle is going to take you through the first segment because I'm doing some more research on this this Philadelphia stuff, because it's so important. We got to get this out there to the people traveling up and down the East Coast. It's going to be a mess today, so you guys go ahead and say the pledge.
All right. Thank you, Captain. Here we go, Frank. I pledge allegiance,
to the flag, of the United,
States of America and to the republic for which it stands,
one nation,
under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And, of course, folks, as Captain Matt always says, we emphasize those two words, under God, because our nation was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, welcome once again, of course, Frank Salvato. UndergroundUSA.com is the website. It's good to talk to you, my friend, this morning. And first and foremost, everybody, I think, is waiting to hear your take on the latest on the Trump indictment and all of the different speculation that goes around with it, having to do with, does this indictment stand up or is there something to it, as Bill Barr has said?
Well, Bill Barr's got about as much credibility as a frog on a log, as far as I'm concerned. You know, there were certain things that he should have done during his tenure as AG that never took place. There were a lot of promises that were going to come, chief among them following up on the fact that that Hillary Clinton, what she did with her emails and having an email server in her bathroom in Chappaqua. You know, so I don't put any credit into what he has to say about a lot. The indictments, you know. Hey, there was classified material found. He didn't want to turn them over. Let's have that day. But the timing of this is what reeks, like rotting garbage. Anybody who's breathing can see and understands what's going on here. This is the weaponization of the Department of Justice to interfere and give favor to an incumbent president in his reelection campaign. This is something that is textbook election interference. Whereas Bill Clinton had wagged the dog with military action, this is Joe Biden's version of that to try and deflect from the fact that he's got so much that is criminal in his enterprise. He's just throwing red meat to the media to make sure that Trump and negative are always in the headlines. Meanwhile, he hides in the basement eating ice cream, not understanding what day of the week it is. You know, this guy is just as guilty, if not more so, of mishandling classified documents because he had documents at his beach house in Behovath that he never should have had access to because the vice president cannot declassify anything. So there's no reason he should have had those in a private residence. When you want to talk about a president, that's another issue. Vice president, an absolute transgression of the law. So Merrick Garland, leveling an indictment against Donald Trump for having classified documents among his personal effects at Mar-a-Lago, that reeks of political persecution and weaponization of the DOJ against a candidate for the President of the United States and trying to lend favor to the incumbent. And anybody who can't see that or won't admit it is really just jaded politically.
Well, certainly the timing, as you said, is completely suspect. And certainly if this were a Republican administration doing the same exact thing to the Democrat frontrunner, it would be wall to wall on all of the networks all the time that this is a miscarriage.
Oh, not only that, you'd see the House and the Senate appointing select committees to try and investigate into this to find out what's happening over at DOJ. Where are the Republicans right in the House on this?
Exactly right. All right, folks, we're talking with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Kyle Warren with you. Here's the Captain. I will be right back right after these important messages.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling 3-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on 3-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Frank Silvato. He'll be right back in a minute along with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Moss Nissan, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, the website. Now, you know, you've heard about the You Serve, You Save package if you've been in the area for a while, and that applies to the active duty military that we have, our veterans, our first responders, whether you're police, fire, EMS, or whether or not you're a church pastor, active or retired too. Now, Moss Nissan, spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan, will take extremely good care of you, especially their flagship dealership up in Newport Richey, beautiful, gorgeous place, huge dealership. Plus, don't forget the Nissan and Acura dealers side-by-side on Florida Avenue in Tampa. And the all-new, brand-new, and I mean you've never seen anything like this place, Moss Nissan on State Route 50, just this side of the Suncoast Expressway right up there in Brooksville. A beautiful location. It's got all kinds of things. You pull in there, you pull in their diagnostic thing as you drive in the doorway, and it'll tell you right then and there what's going on with your vehicle. If it's diagnostically accessible, they'll be able to get a full report on it and show you what the problem may or not be. And it may not be what you thought it was to begin with. So there you go. But Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, Nissan.com, Moss, Nissan.com. Don't forget the You Serve, You Save package. Save yourself a bunch of money. And please tell them the captain sent you to get even more savings. All right, let's go back first to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hello, Captain.
Now we'll go to Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
Some fire department business I want to get out there. Anytime we lose a brother or sister in this business, it affects all of us, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
It strikes right to the heart.
And we had a tragic incident yesterday where an FDNY firefighter, his daughter apparently was out too far in the water, and he was going to try to get out to get her. He never got to her, and he drowned.
Well, she was caught in a riptide.
Yep.
And he went out to get her out of the riptide, and as he saved her, he lost his life.
Yeah.
These things are nothing to screw around with. If you live on the coast, make sure you know how to get out of a riptide, and if you know that you've got warning flags out about riptides, don't let your kids get that far into the water.
Yeah, are you either?
Yeah. So prayers and thoughts go out to his family and the department up there. You know, you're never off duty. You're always on duty, whether you're wearing the uniform coming out of the firehouse or whether you're just walking around in public. So Godspeed.
Now, the other thing, Frank, is let me see if I can get this terminology right. We had a $1 trillion omnibus bill that was earmarked for highway improvements and different things with our infrastructure and all that. And here over the weekend, we have a gasoline tanker that decides to go out of control, getting off a ramp in Philadelphia, blows up. There goes the bridge. There goes a building somewhere along the line. Where was it? There was a building that collapsed on I-95 as well over the weekend. My goodness, what's going on here?
Well, the tanker is an accident, and that does, when that goes up, there's a lot of power that goes off with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something that needs to stand alone. But the collapse, 95, there's no reason for that. Not after, this is two Democrat administrations in a row, Matt, that have spent an incredible amount of money on infrastructure, or at least that's what they say. And in my lifetime, the interstates and the bridges that are under federal purview have never been worse. So, mm-hmm. Like you were asking me before we came on the air, where'd the money go? Where'd the money go from these bills? You know, we're looking at pretty close to $2 trillion in less than 8 years. Where did the money go? Well, this is why we need to have transparency in legislation.
Mm-hmm.
The names of the bills don't correlate with what's in the bills. The infrastructure bill that was passed by Joe Biden had very little to do with infrastructure.
Yeah.
The majority of the money was spent on supporting the green energy sector and other elements that had nothing to do with infrastructure. And we talked about this ad nauseum when it was going through the House and the Senate. This was a sweetheart package jammed full of stuff, and they slapped the label infrastructure on it. So, you know, this brings up a fantastic point that is very seldom talked about when we're talking about the federal government and the way they do legislation. And it's an entire chapter in my new book coming out in about a month called Nullification. We need standalone legislation at every level of government, whether it's county, state, or especially federal.
Mm-hmm.
Standalone legislation mandates that, A, the title means something. It's actually associated with what's being moved in the bill. It dispenses with the omnibus bill garbage where they can tack on all kinds of pork and pet projects to either get their pet projects funded or kill the bill because no one wants to vote for what is attached to the bill. And it puts all of our elected officials on record as either voting for or against. How many times have you heard somebody from Washington stepping in the microphone and a reporter says, "Well, why did you vote for that bill, sir?"
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, "Oh, well, you know, it was what was attached to the bill that needed to get passed. I don't necessarily stand for that." It gives them plausible deniability to vote for crap.
Yeah.
that their compatriots want to put into the bill so that, well, you vote for my bill, I'll vote for you bill. Let's just attach it here, and we'll get it through. Don't worry about it. Let's put it on a defense spending bill. It'll get passed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can't have that.
All right.
And they're irresponsible, and they don't have the will to actually legislate comprehensively anymore. So let's slow them down and make them vote on each subject separately, one by one.
Gotcha. Now, Kyle, hang on a second. I got a call here. I think I know who this is. Okay. Backgammon Bob, you got a minute. Sorry about that, but you got a minute.
No problem, Kev. Anyway, we just wanted to mention, as far as infrastructure goes, we seem to be getting an awful lot of roads and stuff being built here in Florida when I drive around off of 75 and Tampa, St. Pete, Clearwater, all that, which is great. But the main infrastructure bill I think we need is for our electrical grid, because that's the biggest disaster that could happen off of that. I just think that's one of the most important things we need to address. All right, that's it, Cap.
Well, he's got a point, Frank.
Oh, you got a hell of a point. We got to harden our infrastructure. You know, we talk about the threat of EMPs all the time. And we've been doing it ever since 2000, as far as I remember back there, Matt. And we haven't done a damn thing to harden our electrical infrastructure.
No.
It's doable. All we have to do is make sure that the lines are cased, but we haven't done any of that. Instead, you know, $1 trillion and the lion's share goes to the green energy that is not ready for prime time. Yeah, no, Bob's got a perfect point. If you're going to spend money, $1 trillion on a bill that's got the title infrastructure, all of the money should go to infrastructure, and it shouldn't be about new things that are theoretical. First, you harden what you have. First, you make grade A everything you have, water, electric, roads, bridges, and then you move forward with new things.
Mm-hmm.
Washington doesn't have any priorities. They don't understand what a priority is, except for, if I move this, I get reelected.
All right. First of all, can you stick around for another segment?
You bet.
Okay. And because we mentioned electricity and because we mentioned the grid and because I know somebody out there in California, namely Kyle, right?
Right. I believe he's got the rolling blackout problem.
Yeah, they do. And remember all those generators they got up there? They got several hundred generators to help with the power. Where'd they all go to?
Well, that's a really good question. You know, some people are installing generators for their homes and this kind of thing.
Of course.
A lot of buildings might have them. But
overall, don't you dare burn petrol in it.
That's right. But Frank is right. The rolling blackouts, brownouts, and all that, they're coming because it's going to be a hot summer, and you know what happens then.
Welcome to Florida. All right. We'll be right back. You guys, hang in there. We're going to be right back with Frank Silvato and Kyle Warren. We got a great conversation going here. If you want to get involved, 877-969-8600.
This is Frank Silvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. Over 40 million Americans are on alert this week for severe weather. Citizens from Denver to Dallas, as far east as Charlotte, may experience hail, winds, and possible tornadoes. Some parts of the country, including Alabama and Georgia, are already getting pummeled by a line of intense storms that is pushing southeast. Today, the bad weather will move from central Texas towards the Florida Panhandle. At least three people are dead after a shooting at a home in Maryland. Police confirmed that there were six victims shot on Sunday in the capital city of Annapolis. A person of interest was taken into custody, but a firm motive is unknown. Authorities are calling it an interpersonal dispute, adding that there is no public safety threat to the community. An investigation continues. Vegas Golden Knights lead the Stanley Cup playoffs 3-1 over Florida. The series returns to Las Vegas Strip tomorrow evening. Lance Pry, USA News.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I'm a police officer, and I have been for 32 years.
Okay.
The case unit Lampa, the officer follows protocol. If someone takes my taser and they turn it on, they have the ability to get my gun.
That's right.
Get my patrol car, which has got an AR-15 and a shotgun, and wreak havoc. Mm-hmm. The officer had every right to protect himself.
The Captain's America, Third Watch, with Captain Matt Bruce.
There you go, 2 to 6 a.m. live, and that was our good friend. He's since retired from Atlanta. That was one of our police sergeants that was on duty the night they had that big riot there over that shooting where the kid tried to get the cop's gun away from him and the taser and this, that, and the other and all that stuff. But I'm sorry, folks. I stand with the police, okay? I stand with the police. You don't like it? Don't care. There you go. All right, back to Kyle Warner, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Oh, back to Frank Silvato. Hey, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
We used to provide the best meals the cops could eat at the firehouses, didn't we?
And then we made fun of them for putting their check in the wrong box.
That's right. That's right. Oh, boy. That was a good one. All right, Kyle, to you. A few years back, not very long ago, a lot of generators showed up out there in California. At the time, I was still in the trucking business, and we pulled a lot of what was called power only, taking the big generators out there, the triaxles and whatnot. But the one thing that had the common denominator with all of those generators is every single one of them burnt diesel. How'd that go over?
Well, I'm not exactly sure. I don't think what's happened to them these days anybody really knows, other than the fact that every time it gets too hot, they actually want to turn off your air conditioner now. That's for sure.
Is that because they got rid of the generators?
No, I think it's because they're not getting the power off the grid as much, that there's just not enough being generated by the power stations themselves. Individual generators might be something at different buildings and so forth. I've seen all kinds of generators installed, office buildings, medical buildings, that kind of thing.
Okay. Frank, what's your thought?
Well, I believe that there's a whole culture out there, especially at the municipal and county level in California, where they don't want you using diesel generators. They're probably just sitting there.
Okay.
And with the legislation that they've passed out there to make fossil fuel burning generators and vehicles obsolete by, I believe it's 2025, might be 2030. I'm not solid on that. But it makes them obsolete. It makes them giant paperweights. You know, I'm hoping they carved out exceptions for hospitals and nursing homes and things like that. But, you know, this is a perfect testimony to the fact that people who are elected to office, who see it as a prize for themselves, they're people who usually don't think things through to the end.
Imagine,
you know, imagine that. It's you have to, when you pose legislation, you have to throw everything at it. And then the kitchen sink to figure out what the ramifications of what you want to do are. There's going to be good things. There may be some bad things. And that's when a responsible legislator tweaks it to make sure the bad things are marginalized or don't happen. Now, in Washington, D.C., they've just completely stopped writing comprehensive legislation that does that process at all. They write a general bill. They map out some general things in the piece of legislation, jam it full of legal gobbledygook, and then say, okay, executive branch, we'll leave it to you to figure out the minutiae of this. We just know that we want cleaner water. And now you've given the EPA this giant legislative power under the guise of regulatory power. You know, when you could create a regulation that has the power of law, but you don't have to go through the representative government process, that's a problem because it's unconstitutional. And this now happens in state capitals, especially blue state capitals. They don't think things through to the end, and then you've got, a couple hundred million dollars spent on generators that will be legally illegal to use in a couple years. Was that a good stewardship of taxpayer money? No.
Mm-hmm.
Did the federal government take federal taxpayer dollars and put it to this program? Yes. So who's looking out for the taxpayer now? It's certainly not the representatives who are elected to office.
Nope, you're right. Now, let me ask you a question. This is a CBS poll, not by any stretch of the imagination, conservative or right-leaning. The Trump GOP primary lead is now up to 38 points in their poll just a few days after this indictment.
Yeah, and you know, And I've said this before, and it just keeps gathering more weight as being the truth. Mainstream media wants Trump to be the candidate. Why did they want him to be a candidate? Because it's red meat. It gins up the base on the left. It's going to guarantee a higher voter turnout on the left, and it's going to throw into question whether or not you're going to be able to see the pendulum swing back to the right after a blatantly fascist and socialist 4 years of Joe Biden. This is the danger. And I'm not saying it's that he has bad policies. I never said that Donald Trump had bad policies. But if he is the candidate, then you are going to have another contest of personal stuff. It's going to be about Trump's ego. It's going to be about the indictment. It's going to be about all of the stories that were proved not true before because the mainstream media doesn't give a damn about whether they say the truth or not anymore. from the New York Times to the Baltimore Sun to the LA Times to the Chicago Tribune. They don't care about the truth. It's about the narrative. As soon as the media took a seat at the power table along with the elected officials, we lost truth to power. Mm-hmm. We lost that critical check and balance. The media was always supposed to be the ones that questioned authority, that spoke truth to power. They don't do that anymore because they're in the pocket helping to sell a narrative from an agendized class that's captured government. So I'm guaranteeing you this, and I'm willing to bet anything on it. If Donald Trump is the nominee for the Republicans, you are going to see what happened in 2020 happen times 10 in the media. And remember, it's not the base that wins elections. It's just not. Elections are won in the center. If you don't capture the independent and the middle vote, you lose. And those are the people that very seldom do any research into any topic or any candidate. They listen to the news, they make their decision on the 30-second soundbite, and all they're going to hear for a year is Trump bad, orange man back, to make your world a disaster, and fascism will be ushered back in. Because they don't know what the definition of fascism is. So we have to have a very serious and a very immediate conversation about whether we want this country to get back on track or whether we want to go through a recycled bunch of crap like we did the last time where idiots elected who's running our country.
Now, the U.S. military is promising citizenship to the migrants, the illegals that are here, serve the country, become a citizen. That's been going on for a while. It's not just a new thing.
Oh, no, yeah. That's if you're over here and you're here, you know, illegally, or you want to come to the country and you want to pledge allegiance, swear oath to the Constitution and serve the country on the field of battle, then to get citizenship, I have no problem with that. I have no problem with it. If you love the United States, and remember, I don't see a lot of people from third world countries or developing countries trying to get into China.
No.
Trying to get into to the former Soviet Union. They flock to the United States because we are the last best hope for freedom on the face of the planet. But if you want to come here and you want to love the country that you're immigrating to, and you're devoted enough to say, I'll serve in the military, give me a weapon, put me on the front line. If we go to war, I'll be there. If you love the country that much, you're the kind of person I want here.
All right, my friend, coming to the end of the segment. Thanks for sticking around an extra segment. I appreciate you as always. We will be talking to you tomorrow or Friday.
Stay low, my friend.
All right, take care. All right, Frank Silvato, everybody, undergroundusa.com. And Kyle, sports coming up next. I'm going to talk to Patrick Hyland, and I will talk to you tomorrow night.
Thank you, Captain.
You have a great night, Kyle, and thank you so much.
You too, thanks.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate him. Appreciate Frank and all the guests.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch. And while we're waiting on Mr. Patrick Hyland to call us, we want to remind everybody that this final segment of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's Blinds and Decor has been our longest-running sponsor here on the station, on my show. And, you know, you get to know sponsors after a while, and you get to know what they'll do. And one of the things that's always got my attention about them is that they believe in helping the military and the first responders with giving them a discount on their blinds and decor and whatever it is that they would like to buy from them. Now, the best is exactly what they've got when it comes to blind shades and shutters. And, of course, from installation to parts to cleaning, they're the ones to call. And make sure you tell them I sent you, because it's going to get you that discount. All active duty military veterans and first responders. Now, they're located at 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. You can stop on in or call them at 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345 to schedule an appointment or just stop on by. Local and experienced, and they know what they're doing. They'll do it right the first time. Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Okay. It's been an interesting day. Understatement of the year. So much went on last night. And by the way, when it comes to sports, it was a little busy around town here yesterday. We had the baseball game down there, the Rays. They won. They kind of gave the Texas Rangers a little bit of their own medicine from the day prior when they got beat 8-4, and they pretty much turned the score around and won yesterday. And the interesting thing is, of course, the fact that the Rays are, I guess, 28 games or something like that over 500, which is amazing. Now, we've got a lot of different things going on in the pennant race. We've got a lot of heavy hitters out there just smacking the heck out of the ball, which is, again, a little bit unexpected for what we think we're going to see when it comes to the pitching. And, of course, then we've got the hockey playoffs, NHL. It looks like as if Las Vegas is in the catbird seat. Looks like as if they're going to take it back to Vegas and wrap it up. Could be wrong. We'll see. I don't wish the Florida Panthers any harm or any wrong, but they just look like they're getting banged around pretty good when it comes to their play on the on the ice. Now, racing, wow. Wow. Sonoma yesterday, another one of those wild barn-burning races. Another one. NASCAR. And not to be outdone, of course, you got the Formula One guys out there running around, too. And we're just so blessed to be a state where racing is a very popular item, Florida. We have some really good tracks here in Homestead and Daytona. Not to mention, of course, the other areas of the state. But let me go right now to the guy who's calling in that his name needs no repetition, but here we go.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare and Insurance quarterback, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, in the 5 o'clock hour, with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hello.
Hello, Captain Matt Bruce. How are you, sir?
Oh, better than you are.
Yeah, well, you know, phone lines sometimes have some issues, so we're all good, and God bless.
I'm going to get you a two-way radio.
Oh, I like it. We'll go old school. I love it.
Yeah.
CB time.
Yeah, because several of us are amateur radio operators, we could do this. Well, we couldn't really do it on the amateur radio, but we'd find a business band or something. Okay, so roll with it. I've already mentioned the Rays. I've already mentioned NASCAR, so what else did I mention? No.
Oh, right.
Yeah, hockey. Go ahead. Get something going there.
Yeah, we got the U.S. Open this week, Cap. That should be exciting this weekend coming up, you know. And a lot of people enjoy that. Father's Day weekend, we'll have the U.S. Open. So that's what it's all about. So looking forward to that. You spoke about the other things. That's fantastic. Good to hear your voice. You sound great. Glad you're doing well, my friend. That's what it's all about. So God bless you for that. Some other headlines out there that's going on in the world of sports right now. What did you talk about with
Let's talk about racing for a minute before we get into the football. You're going football. But how about Sonoma yesterday? My goodness.
Yep, that's true, too. Yeah, I mean, that's
out there in California, and they got it done.
Yes, they did, you know, so I'm glad, you know. It's been a 50-year absence, too. So, I mean, they're at least doing something right now. And Amarillo, you know, guess what? You know, Eric is from Tampa Bay, Captain. So it's kind of neat that a local guy from Tampa Bay area won it.
Mm-hmm.
Florida's been a hotbed lately with sports. We've got the Panthers, the Heat. Now we've got Eric Amarillo, a lot of baseball players from Florida.
Well, I don't wish the Panthers any bad luck, but I just don't think they got it.
No, it's going to be very difficult when you're down 3-1 to come back from that. It's just very difficult to see that happen for anybody. So, you know, give all Martin Truex too credit, you know, for winning. So, you know, a lot of neat things happening in the racing world too. With the Heat, they're not going to come back against the Mile High City, the Denver Nuggets either, Captain. It's just too difficult. If anybody could do it, it would be the Heat, but I just don't think they can run 3 in a row. In the finals, that's when it's tough. During the regular playoffs, I think it can be done, but I just don't see it happening now. But 2-8 seeds to go as far as they did, that's pretty impressive in my opinion, Captain. So, And then how about, yesterday, golf was awesome the way he tore it up, That was awesome the way Taylor came back. 72-foot putt, Captain, to win it up there in O Canada against Tommy Fleetwood. This guy, Tommy Fleetwood's always in the hunt, Captain, but he just can't seem to win. And he's a fan favorite, nice kid. That'll be interesting. Did anybody call in or talk about the LIV tournament, people and the PGA tournament people?
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, that's interesting.
My guys that listen to this show are predominantly baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. Oh, and a big Peterbilt or a Kenworth.
Yeah, I know, but them being patriotic, I'm curious to what they thought about Saudi Arabia getting involved
I haven't heard a word out of anybody about it, to be honest with you, from this audience, so it is what it is.
Yeah, we just, I'm just curious to what, what's going to happen with Saudi Arabia.
I know Greg Norman had better calm things down a little bit, or he might not be able to get a sponsor.
Oh, that's true, too. Very good point, Captain. Very good point. So that's something that definitely has to be looked at. Talk a little bit. Djokovic went to the French Open. It's pretty impressive. Record 23rd grade slam. So, I know your audience is more baseball and then football, a little hockey, and that's the major
even
sport.
Soccer. There's some people that talk about soccer. They say we don't talk about it enough.
That's true. the rowdies. It's starting to get more popular in the States. It's a good sport for kids to play as they're growing up to make it happen. So that's why everybody enjoys that. So, if I could be of help to anybody, Captain, with their insurance needs, save them some money on their Social Security, on their Medicare, on their veterans benefits, get them squared away, give me a call, 813-966-1052. Captain, God bless you. Talk to you soon. Thanks, brother. Bye now.
All righty. And, of course, don't forget tomorrow, Tuesday, we'll be over at Mission Barbecue. Have lunch with the Captain. Beautiful day in the neighborhood. We're going to take advantage of it. Got a little physical therapy to do today. I'll probably be sore tomorrow. All right. We'll see you tonight on the radio. Have a good one.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.